Krypton had its chance. There's only one way this ends, Cal. Either you die, or I do. General Zod, Man of Steel. Isn't that two ways? Superman might have said if he were Spider-Man. But he just scowls fixedly as a cardboard figurehead while Zod breaststrokes the CGI skyscraper. Too messianic to make jokes. Too super. What with the godly pecs and skyrise jowls. Still, Zod was right. Someday they'll both be dead. It's not an S. In my world, it means hope, he informs Lois. Referring to, I guess, our longing for an alien philanthrope to shoot out of the sky and free us from the aliens besieging Christendom, and our own longing. Well, here it's an S, Lois replies. A gratifying trope. The smitten immigrant who joins the fight for his new home. The democratic cog who keeps his superpowers out of sight. The individualist whose supreme ease is down to his innate abilities. The juggernaut who loves the underdog. It's all American as Miller Lite, especially that symbol we can fill like a red cup with anything we want. Look at him, how the G-force of his will ripples his face as he flies up the gut of the world engine to give it you-know-what. Spiritual warfare raging on his front, fist raised with bulging neck, fighting uphill and yelling in the earth-compacting beam. Thrilling, perhaps, but what's it symptom of? Something to do with freedom and the dream that there's a Superman in each of us, that we could be both strong and virtuous. Or is it that we might deserve his love? Prince charming with heat rays, mise on a beam of centuries of feckless fantasizing, mirror whose magic is all CGI. It doesn't matter what disguise he flies in, the fairy tale is mortal to the core. With Zod the brother evil bringing war out of the heartland's interstellar sky, where fear and certainty ring the horizon. But why choose us instead? We're not so good that X-ray eyes won't see through and convict us. Why love us? Why repudiate his blood? Why bow, though love's a mystery, to serve his impotent tormentors? And preserve the doubt and dogma written in the rictus of our rapaciousness. He never would. He never would. Though when his silhouette blasts from the pole, or rises with the score to catch a flaming oil rig or a jet, the heart soars with him. And when he comes flying to embrace Lois, give comfort to the dying, and spirit all the saved to the far shore. No, no, he never would. And yet, and yet.